Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God, the God who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." The historical writings of the prophet Samuel give this account of David, the young shepherd boy who stood against the champion warrior Goliath. The rest of the infamous battle between God's servant and the giant tells us that David was right. God delivered him. God enabled David to overcome the giant. David stood strong against the evil that defied the true and living God.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. More than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever.
David knew that God would be with him. David had faith in God's power to overcome the evil that he faced that day. While we read of this physical battle between David and the giant, we should be aware that we too are in a battle against evil. Jesus came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. He came to defeat the bondage of sin in the lives of all mankind. Jesus has empowered all who will follow him to be strengthened so that we too will be able to overcome our enemy. The Apostle Paul writes about our spiritual battle against our enemy, and in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10, we read these words. "Be strong in the Lord," he writes, "and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. The apostle goes on in that text to describe the Christian's spiritual armor using the illustration of a soldier dressed in his battle gear. We make ready to stand against the devil, and we protect ourselves against all of his attacks upon our faith in the God of heaven and earth. When David faced the giant Goliath, he was already armed with God's strength. God had been with him before. God had strengthened him in previous days and circumstances, and he knew that God would be with him on that day to face the evil Philistine. Saul tried to give David his armor, but David only needed God's presence in his life. When the apostle was writing to the Christians about our armor, he was instructing us to be protected and prepared as David was long ago. When we take in the full account of the battle between David and Goliath, we read about Saul and the entire Israelite army being fearful of this one giant Philistine. Unlike David, they did not have the strength of God to give them the courage to stand for God. They allowed God's name to be defied and to be cursed. They were paralyzed by the power of their enemy. Satan stands today defying the very moral truths of the Most High God. God calls everyone in his spiritual army through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Choosing to live by faith in Jesus as our Savior and our Lord enlists us into this spiritual struggle against the powers of Satan. And we must daily choose to stand firm in the truth that comes from God through Jesus Christ. We choose to live in and uphold that which is righteous as defined by God's standard of truth. We defend ourselves from Satan's temptations by holding to faith and taking God's word with us into life. That day when David heard Goliath curse his God and curse God's people, maligning God's holy name, it was an obvious display of an enemy. Satan uses all kinds of deceit to fool us into not seeing the evil today. So much sin is being accepted today. Lifestyles, behaviors, beliefs that, according to God's holy word, are wicked and evil, are promoted in such a way to make you think, oh, it's okay to be that way. When in reality, the sinfulness is denied and covered up. Let us be like David. Let us be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. God will empower us to stand firm in not only resisting evil in our lives, but standing against the sinfulness that rejects God's ordained standard of righteousness in the world we live. We will stand firm against all that the world does to degrade the God that we honor as our Creator and our Redeemer. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a calling. It's a calling to change our lives. Jesus calls us to follow him and to accept his doctrinal teachings. Christian faith begins by coming to know Jesus through the teachings of the Bible. By coming to Christ Jesus in faith and obedience to his word, we begin the spiritual development that secures us from the onslaught of Satan's temptations that are there to destroy our souls. Contact us if we can help you to come to faith in Jesus and to help you stand firm in your faith in Jesus Christ.
Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise. Oh, holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing.
With my heart I sing praise.
Holy and true, great are you, holy Lord.
Most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.